is that time of year once again for folks to contemplate contributing to the Field of Valor. If you can talk to us about what that is for those who aren't aware.
Sure, absolutely. This is a Brian Rotary Club project. We call it the Field of Valor, and we do it during Veterans Week each year. This is our third annual display of a 1,000 American flags. So it's a pretty cool display, and we hope everyone will come out and visit and consider even posting a flag in someone's memory or their honor.
Let's remind listeners how this idea came about and how folks can contribute towards having a flag.
Sure. The Rotary Club has a long history of supporting veterans, and we wanted to do something more significant for the community, and so we set this up to serve, honor, and educate, we call it. We raise funds for $30 a flag. You can tag it for a loved one or a friend, and then we use those funds to support charities in and around our community. And then we're honoring all of those either veterans or active duty servicemen and women, firefighters, police, EMS, the people that serve every day in a vocational capacity. We want to honor them and their service above self, which is the Rotary philosophy. And then the other part is we educate. We bring fifth graders out to the park so they can see the flag field, but also tour the memorials that are out at the Veterans Park and give them a little history lesson as well.
As you just brought up, this is at Veterans Park, and when will the flags go up?
It'll be on display November 9th through the 16th, so they're up from basically Sunday to Sunday during November.
How does one go about making a contribution to have a flag named?
The easiest way is to go to our club website. It's www.brian-rotary.org. And there's links directly there. They can use PayPal, or they can download a form and mail it in if they prefer.
I'm trying to remember, was it Rotary that was part of the Janine Turner appearance last year?
Yes.
And is there going to be something similar this year?
We are. We're having a luncheon that's going to be on November 12th. That's a Wednesday, out at the American Pavilion at Veterans Park. And our speaker is going to be Ryan Crocker, who's the Bush School Dean and a former ambassador. That's also open to the public if someone's interested in coming. It's an open Rotary meeting, so they can also register for that online, and tickets for the luncheon are $20.
What else have I missed that we need to share with listeners about this?
We really want this year to encourage people to, I call it, be social and tag their posts. So we want them to go out and visit Veterans Park, and while they're there, whether it's Facebook or Twitter, basically use the hashtag FOV for Field of Valor and share why they're there, who they're honoring, what they think about it. We want some feedback from the community.
Anything else?
I still have space. One of the things we're doing is we use volunteers to help with the field trips, and so I'm really looking for some retired teachers that might have a couple hours during Veterans Week to help with our field trips, and they can contact me directly at bunny@bcins.net or by calling me at 979-694-6900.
At this point, how many classrooms are coming out?
We have 13 schools from both Bryan and College Station, and that's representing 1,390 fifth graders. So it's a great number. We're up from last year.